Taking in lots of sunshine and enjoying the heat here on the beach. Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Our spotlight on Lorraine. We are at the beach at Lakeview Park, having a great time. A lot of folks here as well enjoying the beach and this beach weather. You know, you don't get beach weather very often up here. You got to take advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you couldn't ask for more to go to the beach than this day today. 93 degrees, no reason you shouldn't be in Lake Erie.
No doubt about it. This is perfect beach weather. It's absolutely ideal. So come on down here and enjoy the fun with us. We'll be here until 6:37 tonight. Well, we've got our first guest here with us, Tiffany McClellan with the Lorraine Port Authority. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day to be here.
It is. It is a gorgeous day to be here. And, boy, I tell you what, when we had you on about a year or so ago, it was in studio. And for those who have never been to the studio, it's about 4 degrees in the studio. I mean, freezing cold. Steve Bailey's back there right now, probably wearing sweatpants and a sweater, and he might even have a toboggan on also. That's how cold it gets there. So, I mean, this is a polar opposite.
Isn't a toboggan a sled?
No, they call the toboggan the thing you want to wear.
Okay, yeah. That's my bad. I thought it was a sled.
Am I wrong on
Go
that?
Go ahead.
I thought
Tiffany, weigh in.
A toboggan is also a sled.
Okay.
So
it could be both, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think Steve's got a sled back there, so you get the idea. Maybe he's got a skull cap or whatever they call it. He's got a winter hat on just because it gets freezing back there. But, well, you guys have a lot of fun, exciting activities lined up for the summer. And I know these aren't necessarily things that happen once in a great while. You guys have things that happen on a weekly basis. I mean, I was looking at some of the events that you guys have going on. You guys have something called the Sip and Sway River Ride.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
So that's actually new for this year. So every summer, if you're familiar with our tours at the Port Authority, we have two shuttle boats that run tours up the Black River and out to the Lorraine Lighthouse, the historic Lorraine Lighthouse. And this year, we decided to take a different approach. We would always get a lot of requests for individuals to just be able to take an alcoholic beverage on board with them. And we always said no to that. And this year, we looked into policy changes and decided, oh, well, this can and should be something that we embrace. So we've decided to allow individuals to take beer or wine onto our vessels for a 1.5 or 2 hour trip and either go up the river and do a river tour or do a sunset tour and watch the sunset with an alcoholic beverage. Obviously, there are restrictions. We can't have people taking a whole keg on there for two individuals, but we want people to be able to have a drink or two and enjoy a nice trip. So they are adult-only trips,
sure,
but we offer them as well as still regular river tours and sunset cruises for those family-friendly trips.
When you talk about the river tours, is that just kind of a relaxing trip along the river, or is there a little more to it?
Yeah. It's definitely a relaxing trip, but it's also just eye-opening.
Cool.
So if you've never taken a trip up the Black River, you get a lot of the historic nature of the city of Lorraine. It's a totally different perspective. So you get to see the beautiful heron rookeries. You get to see wildlife that you just probably don't even know exists in Lorraine, like all of the eagle's nests up the river. You get to see the steel mill from the back end, the water end of it. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful trip. So it is very relaxing, but the views are something that you just never expect.
Speaking of beautiful sights, you guys also have what's called a sunset sail. And I would imagine a lot of the same elements are at play here, no?
Absolutely. So really our sunsets, our sails, the cruises, everything is really to take advantage of Lake Erie and the beautiful sunsets that we get almost every night. So we're trying to encourage people to get onto the water and see what beautiful things Lorraine has to offer.
Again, we're talking with Tiffany McClellan with the Lorraine Port Authority here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our spotlight on Lorraine. And you had mentioned some of the elements of this before, but you guys have a river nature tour.
Mm-hmm.
And you had alluded to some of the things that you'll see along the way. But for those who have never taken that tour, what are some of the things that you'll see on this river nature tour? The nature really kind of stands out to me because you mentioned you'll see some things out there that you probably never knew existed up here.
Absolutely. So it's really amazing when you take people on their first trip, and we'll be going up the river and partially up the river, you still see all the industry of Lorraine. So you're really seeing these businesses and these aggregate piles. And at some point, you end up turning a corner and you feel like you're in the middle of a forest. You don't even realize that the industry in Lorraine even exists because it abruptly stops. So really, you turn into this area where you're just watching the birds swoon across the boat and all of the heron rookery nests and the herons, the beavers in the river. It's really an amazing place and something that you'd just never be able to experience until you're there.
What's your favorite part of that tour? Because you mentioned so many cool things along the way there. But what's your favorite part of that?
Oh, my gosh. I would have to say one of my favorite points is probably seeing the ghost ship as we go up the river. It's a ghost ship.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There, it's an iconic part of going up. It's not part of the nature, but, you know, there's this ship that ended up getting docked in the Black River, and it just ends up fitting in with the fall foliage so beautifully during the fall months and even during the summer. It just sits on the shore, and it's been left there, and it's just an amazing sight, and it's so cool, the stories that have developed around it, and depending on who your captain is on the vessel, depends on what story you end up getting.
Sure.
And people just really love the idea of it. And you wouldn't believe how many photos come out of that particular spot on the trip.
You mentioned the different captains that are on it and how you can hear different stories depending on which. Is it one of those things that even if you've done it before, you may get a whole different experience the second time around?
Yeah, we actually have certain people that will call up and say, hey, I went on this tour with Captain Susan, and she was really fantastic, so I need to know when she's doing it again so I can tell my friends to go to her. And then we'll have other people that will go on it a couple different times, and they want to hear from Captain Scott and Captain Ron because each of them narrate it just a little bit differently, and some of them are from Lorraine and have their own little personal background, and some of them aren't, so they have the narration that they've learned from working with us for so long and the other people that they've associated with. So it's really amazing, especially talking about things like Monkey's Island, and depending on who you talk to, Monkey's Island isn't really Monkey's Island. They have different names and different stories behind how they got that name and what exactly went on there, so you really can learn a lot depending on who you end up on the trip with.
Well, it really sounds like. I mean, I've lived in Lorain County for 3 years, and I'm impressed already with some of the things going on. Do you get that a lot from these tours of people who just didn't know this stuff was really there?
Yeah, we sure do. And actually, I encourage people because you wouldn't believe how many people have lived in Lorain their whole life, and now they're 50 years old, and they've never gone up the river, and we finally encourage them, go take a river tour, go up the river, and they come back and said, I never would have expected that. I never knew that existed. I just could never imagine that I was in Lorain on that. And it's one of those things that we hope to continue to touch people and get more people onto our vessels because it's a unique experience.
You mentioned a ghost ship or a ghost boat.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a mystery surrounding the idea that nobody knows how it was docked there or why it was docked there? Or are there these wild, haunted rumors about what exists inside that boat?
Well, if I tell you all the stories, you won't take a tour.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
It's called a tease, Bull.
Well done. I mean, you got to go out there and you've got to experience this mystery for yourself. That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
You guys also have a lighthouse sunset dinner and, of course, the lighthouse tours. For those who have never been to the lighthouse, I would imagine that having a sunset dinner there would be a really cool experience.
Yes, absolutely. So we work hand in hand with the Lighthouse Foundation, who's done a great job really restoring this historic lighthouse. And we end up taking out every Tuesday night, we have reservations for dinner at the lighthouse. And you go out about 6 p.m. and you sit out there. You have a dinner out there with wine pairing along with it, all done by Jagalope. And you get to stay out there all the way through the sunset and then come back onto shore. It's a very unique experience, something that if you get the opportunity to do it, definitely do. But reservations are taken in advance, and you can only fit so many out there. So generally, they only take about 14 to 16 people out to the lighthouse at a time because they make it a very intimate experience. So you have to make your reservations in advance. And a lot of times, I would say right now, they probably are already booked out a month or
with those. Wow. Lighthouse right now sitting over your left shoulder. It's such a unique, I think, what's the word, monument, I guess, to the city. When you have that, I posted a picture, I remember when I first hear of it on Facebook, and the people I knew from Lorain, I mean, the pride they take in that lighthouse, and as you mentioned, I mean, that's another area where people can learn a thing or two that they may not have known at an event or so like that.
Right. So the volunteers from the Lighthouse Foundation go out during those sunset dinners and all the tours that they give, and they have a very nice group of volunteers that go over any aspect of the history of the lighthouse, and they want to talk through anything that you want to know. So if you have any kind of questions, they have volunteers on every single floor talking you through all of that. You can go all the way up to the very top of the lighthouse and peer out to the harbor. So it's a fun experience.
How far out can you see? at the top of that lighthouse? Can you see across to Canada?
Not quite to Canada.
I had to ask. I did that.
Maybe on the perfect day. On the perfect day. But generally speaking, no, not too far. You can normally see Cedar Point, though.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's a pretty long ways away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could be wrong. Shameless plug here, but I believe we're the first radio station ever broadcast live from the lighthouse. So if they can do that, I mean, they can do anything. And I think Frank Spakovsky is going to be here tomorrow as well from the Lighthouse Society to talk a little more about that.
Very cool stuff. Well, sounds like you guys have a lot of cool, exciting things planned up throughout the rest of the summer. Tiffany, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us here. Hopefully, this is the end of your workday, and you can enjoy some of the sunshine out here and take in this 90-degree heat with the rest of us. Now, I'm all for the sunshine, but I wouldn't mind a few more clouds coming through.
Yeah,
so if you could wave your magic wand and make that happen, too, that would be awesome.
I like the sun too much for that.
Sure.
All right.
Tiffany, real quick, before you go, you and I were talking off air about the goose dogs. I believe we've seen them here before.
Sure.
What is the role of the goose dog here in Lorain?
Yeah, so the Lorain Port Authority actually last October purchased Lil, who is a purebred border collie, as a goose dog for all of our facilities. So if you've ever been to Black River Landing for any of our events, the International Festival that's this weekend, or any of the Rockin' on the River concerts, if you've ever gone down there and taken a blanket and been ready to throw it down on the ground and gone, "Oh, no, never mind." Well, we fixed that problem, finally. We figured out the solution to it, and it's our goose dog. So we ended up purchasing her and bringing her here. She's another staff member to our office at this point, and she's really solved that problem. So if you haven't been down to Black River Landing or any of our facilities this summer yet, check them out because they are ready for you. So a nice day like this, you could absolutely go sit on the grass at Black River Landing and not have to worry about a thing.
Hard-working pup.
Absolutely.
Goose dog?
Yeah. Goose dog.
I love that idea. What's her name?
Her name is Lil.
Lil. All right. So when you lay that blanket down, make sure you bring a couple of treats for Lil also.
There you go. Yeah.
She deserves them for taking care of the goose stuff that used to be down on the ground before. All right. Tiffany, thank you again for joining us.
Perfect. Thanks.